Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Social Ninjas Podcast, where your hosts, Kyle and Jeremy, have vulnerable conversations with the most successful entrepreneurs in the world to learn how they created and maintained an optimal mental health while building a thriving business. If you are an entrepreneur in the early stages of building your business who wants to learn techniques, tips, and tricks to improve your mental health to keep you and your business running smoothly, you're in the right spot. Quick disclaimer before starting the show. Kyle, Jeremy, and the guests they bring on the show are not health professionals, and what they say should not be used in place of or replacement of medication or your doctor. Enjoy the show!
Hello, this is Kyle Mitchell, one of the co-hosts of this Social Ninjas podcast. We also have Jeremy Green with us. What is up, Jeremy?
What's up, Kyle? Thanks so much for having me. Oh wait.
You are not the guest, my friend. Okay. We have a very special guest with us today, Joe DeCino. What's going on, Joe?
What's going on? Thanks for having me. I am the guest.
Absolutely. At least Joe knows his role.
Oh, man. Okay. Go ahead, Kyle.
So, Joe, for people that are listening and don't know who you are, can you give us a little background and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah. So I'm swimming upstream, right? I'm climbing a mountain, carrying a rock, because I and my team have been attempting for 21 years to get you off the couch. And that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare because we, as you know, as this species is wired to avoid discomfort at all costs. We don't want to do the workout. We don't want to eat the salad. We don't want to go to bed early. We are wired for comfort. And every company in the world has figured that out and sells us something to make our life easier. I'm the only company in the world that sells you something that makes your life fucking hard. And can you imagine being in that business? It's a nightmare. Not only am I in the business, not only are we in the business of selling you something hard that's going to make your life worse in some ways before it becomes better, but we also socially undistance everyone. So like during COVID, you can't pick a worse business.
Yeah, definitely. I love your... I've never thought of it that way of, you know, everybody sells comfort and you sell discomfort. And yeah, that's got to be a tough thing. And so for people who haven't put the pieces together, you know, you founded Spartan. How did you go about doing that? What made you want to sell people discomfort?
You know, back in the 70s, 1970s, that is for you youngsters, my mom found yoga and health food. She became a vegan. She started meditating. This was way before there was even health food stores or, you know, Whole Foods or, you know, yoga studios. And so she was considered crunchy, bohemian. She was way out there, even by my sister and I. We thought she was nuts. She was right. It took some time. It took like decades, but we started to see the transformations with everybody she convinced to go that way in their life. And ultimately I fell in love with it. I started doing Bikram yoga, hot yoga nonstop. I started eating more salads. I got a salad in front of me right now. You can take a look at that bad boy. Started taking cold showers, started running up and down the stairs. Alex over here, Alex, come here for 2 seconds. My daughter, this is my youngest. I don't know if you could see her or not, but Alex has basically been on the Spartan train of yoga and working out and sweating and cold showers since she was about 2 years old. She often, probably every day, she often wonders how nice would it have been to like be born in a different family, because this is a really hard family, right? Like, it's kind of like she's been helped before at 9 years.
Alex, how do you like cold showers?
The dog doesn't eat salad. Dog wants to go eat a squirrel right now. He's not a vegan. So Alex, come here and answer that question. Come here. I think we blew their ears out with Ernie. What do you think about cold showers? You like them?
Nope.
You don't like them. And the easy way for those listening at home and they're trying to figure out how do I get my kids to do hard work and take cold showers, it's so easy. You disconnect the hot water heater, right? Just make it easy on the family. They wonder sometimes like, oh my God, Dad, there's something wrong with the water heater. There's no hot water. And it's like, no, there's nothing wrong. I just disconnected it.
I love this. And it's interesting you mentioned this just because I'm actually staying at a hostel in Colombia, the country, South America, and they don't have hot showers. And there's literally a thing on the wall in the shower. It says benefits of cold shower.
I love it. Where in Colombia are you?
I'm in Cartagena.
I know it. I want to talk to you after the podcast because we are considering, we'll go down a rabbit hole here for a second. As a company, we're considering hiring a bunch of people down at Columbia, young folks that are getting after it and hungry. And so we're excited to open an office there. So if you're there, you might have to get used to cold showers for a little longer because I might need your help.
Sounds good. I actually loved it. Like when I first saw that, I'm like, no hot shower, what? Because I go back and forth from taking a cold shower and not. And I know that comfort zone is like one of the most abused drugs, as I always say. And it was perfect because it's like my coaching day, my day to coach. And cold showers on a day when I'm coaching is so refreshing. And it's such a powerful dynamic of taking a cold shower when I'm like, I don't want to do it. Like my little inner child is like, no. But then like once I'm in the cold shower, I'm like, I feel amazing.
It's true, right? It's kind of like also the only bad workout is the one you don't do, right? The only bad cold shower is the one you don't take. So I'm with you. What do you coach? What's your coaching?
I do mindset coaching, growth mindset coaching.
Nice. I like it. So you know the benefits. Probably the reason I'm on the podcast. I didn't even know, but you know the benefits of doing hard stuff.
Yeah, I know. Literally growth / being is very uncomfortable. And like our brain doesn't want growth at all. And it's just understanding, having the awareness that your brain doesn't want you to grow. Your brain doesn't care if you're happy as a default. And it takes like awareness and mindfulness and support from a coach such as myself or just from your, it's hard. It's really, really hard to do on your own. That's why it helps a lot to have like a coach to like, you're on the right track, even though your brain's telling you you're not.
Yeah, I might need you to talk to all my kids when they're thinking that, you know, their dad is nuts and this has been an awful beginning to a life
living here. Well, it's you're fighting genetics, you're fighting evolution, so it's a battle worth fighting, in my opinion.
I'm with you. Where'd your partner go?
He's here.
I'm here. Can you see me?
I got you back.
Oh, okay. I guess I disappeared.
What do you think about all this nonsense, all this hard stuff that we're talking about in cold shower?
So I'm actually a fellow Spartan racer myself, so I'm very much into this. The first time I ever heard the phrase get comfortable being uncomfortable was through, I don't know if it was you guys directly, but it was when I started training and watching all the videos you guys put out there. And it's kind of funny because me and Jeremy, we both struggled with social anxiety in the past, and to get past that and take back control of our lives, that's pretty much what we did, was we started doing little uncomfortable challenges, little social challenges, as we call them, to help, you know, train our brain to realize like, hey, don't need anxiety in that moment. You know, so we're all too familiar with being uncomfortable, you know, and to a point of like trying to make myself comfortable being uncomfortable. But I say all that, and I'm super excited for you to be on here because of the mindset that you have. And I think that's such a big thing. And I wanted to see if you could give us a little more into like the mindset you need to have for growth and the kind of mindset you need to have in approaching going outside that comfort zone, which, like you said, nobody wants to do. We're like programmed to sit on the couch. How do we develop that mindset to get off the couch and go do something uncomfortable?
Well, I've been asked that question probably 500,000 times, and I just got a unique answer popped in my head while you were talking about it. And I guess I would say, what kind of bicep do you need to do curls? Doesn't need to be big. Just needs to be there. And so, but you go and do those curls and you make those arms suffer and they grow. And so you've been blessed. I've been blessed. We've all been blessed with a bunch of gray matter and white matter in our skull. It's a muscle. It's got neuroplasticity. It can grow. It can change. It can make all these wonderful connections to make you smarter and give you better memory, whatever those things are that brains do. And all we got to do is stretch it and challenge it and give it hard shit to deal with. And when we do that, it's just like doing those curls in the gym with a bicep. So I don't think you have to do anything to get ready. You're already ready. You just got to do it. You got to step in that cold shower, right? You got to sign up for studying Spanish on your phone. Download some app. You got to talk to that person that makes you really uncomfortable. You got to stand on that stage and give a little talk. Chewy and Jack, come here. I'll introduce you to my kids here. Chewy is my son's friend, but he's like part of the family. And it looks like he's eating something unhealthy, but I'm not sure. Come here, say hello. That's Chewy, that's Jack. You guys got to get lower so they can see you. Chewy and Jack are both wrestlers. They do hard stuff all day, every day. I think they're on their fourth workout now they're going into. They've already done math and Mandarin. And these guys want to know, like, how do you get your mind ready for that? When you wake up in the morning, are you guys like, oh my God, this is going to suck. I'd rather just go to the movies and eat popcorn. Like, how do you get your mind ready to do hard stuff?
Just got to do it.
That's the answer, right?
Yeah.
Chewy had the answer. Just do it. You just do it. There's nothing to get ready for. You just do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, Chewy, does he work for Nike? That's my question. You plugging?
I don't know. I think all too often, right, we think we need to read a book. We think we need to listen to a podcast. We think we need to have a guru, a psychologist. No. I think little babies are pretty damn resilient creatures. They're gritty. They can get anything done, right? They cry for food. They fight through. I think we learn helplessness as we get older. We're told you can't do this. That's too hard. That's too cold. But no, we're wired for it. If you want to know what you're capable of, watch the movie The Revenant with DiCaprio. It's a true story, right? It's a reenactment of a true story. You guys have probably seen The Revenant. You haven't seen it? You need to watch The Revenant. Or it's unbelievable what this guy went through. He was attacked by a bear, right? He was attacked by a bear, left for dead by his troops, fights his way back by foot, I don't know, 30, 40 miles, runs into an Indian, nearly gets killed, ends up eating, the Indian killed the bear, ends up eating a bunch of meat raw because he's starving, makes his way back to the camp by himself. Like, it's unbelievable what we're capable of, but we learn helplessness. Oh, it's too cold outside. I don't have the right gear. Oh, no, I can't. I don't know how to get there. I can't talk to that person. That person might snap back at me. I can't work in that job. I'm not smart enough. We learn helplessness. We're capable of fighting off a bear and being left for dead in the cold.
Hello, this is Kyle, your favorite co-host of the Social Ninjas podcast. Don't worry, I won't tell Jeremy. I just want to share with you all this really awesome mental health app designed specifically for men. So we all know that mental well-being takes practice, it takes strength, and it takes vulnerability, which for us men is sometimes kind of hard. It's not something that we fix. It's something that we honor. And no man needs to do that alone. That's where the Tether app comes into play. It's an area to practice those skills. With the app, you get access to peer programming, content, and a 24/7 support network where you can support other men and be supported yourself. It's not just a place to come when you're having a bad day. It's for every single day, and we celebrate a lot in the app. It's available on the App Store and Google Play Store for free. All you gotta do is go check it out, go download it. It is the Tether app, and that's T-E-T-H-R. Go download it right now, then come back to the podcast and listen.
Yeah, it reminds me of just the over-exaggeration of our survival mechanism. After I did a Vipassana meditation retreat, in the middle of the retreat, I went out just in a t-shirt and shorts, and it's really, really cold in Joshua Tree. And I'm out there in the nature walk, and my first, like, my brain, like, the signal said, I'm cold. And I looked to my left, this person's in, like, jackets, multiple jackets, just arms around, and I was just like, all right, this is just an over-exaggeration. Am I safe? Is it an actual temperature that's going to do damage? No. So I'm just going to, like, say, you know, thanks for sharing, like, almost like someone is trying to sell me something I don't need. So that's a good metaphor just made up. I'm also in Cartagena, and they kind of do that. So
I like that a lot. I like the idea of naming your brain. Give your brain a name, right? Don't believe everything you think. And when that brain, when Frankie, in my case, Frank.
It's so funny. The first thing I do with my clients is I have them name, like, the parts.
Yeah. So Frank might say to me, it's cold, in your example. And you say, all right, I got it. It's cold, but I'm not going to die. And then all of a sudden, a minute later, Frank says it's cold. You say, Frank, we already discussed this, right? We resolved this already, Frank. We don't need to go through it again.
But to finish the story, I just kept saying, thank you so much for sharing. And Frank gave up. I give up. He's not listening. And then all of a sudden, it's not cold at all anymore.
Frank will eventually give up.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about this and specifically in, you know, talking to our anxiety all the time. Jeremy and I talk about this a lot. And I wanted to ask you, Joe, what do you do in times where you may feel anxious about something, or do you ever feel that part come up in yourself, and how do you deal with it?
Somebody told me recently that cows will just kind of stand there in the storm. You know, buffalo, they run into the storm because they know that by running into the storm, they're running in the opposite direction, it'll pass quicker. And so I tend to just run into it. When I feel that anxiety, when I feel that storm coming, I just want to get it over with. And when I think about those moments in my life where I did it, where I was like, you know what, I'm afraid of sharks. I really don't feel like swimming across this bay. As soon as that enters my mind, that is the storm coming. I'm heading right into it. I am swimming across the bay.
I think I say you swim towards the shark. I'm like, hold on, you're taking it a little far in there. I was like,
I went across this bay, and I get out the other side, and within a few minutes, I meet my future wife, right? And I can give you, you know, 10 examples like that where I remember I was in Scotland. And I saw these two dumbbells on the ground, these two 50-pound dumbbells. And I saw this big mountain where we were going to host this race. And I thought for a moment, boy, I wonder if I can carry those through the race. Oh, no, I can't. I don't even think that, right? And the storm was coming. And so I said, I got to do it. And so then I got dressed up in a kilt. I convinced a bagpiper to follow me the whole way. And I had this wonderful five-hour experience where a bagpiper was playing bagpipes for 5 hours, and I was struggling carrying these 250-pound dumbbells, and I went right into the storm. And here I am, you know, 4 years later telling you the story. So I just go right into it, and it's happened so many times now, and the stories are so amazing when it's over that, like, I want to do it again. Like, that's where the magic happens, in the storm, in that anxiety.
Oh, man, I can't love that answer any more than I do. That's awesome. That's just so cool. And I can relate a lot to it, just because in the sense of, like, just I have this, like, mindset of, like, anytime there's a thought that comes in my head and it's like, I want to do that, but I kind of don't because it's uncomfortable. I'm like, all right, I guess I have to do it then because I know it's uncomfortable. So I have to just go out and do it. And yeah, I can just come up with just countless stories of times that I've done this. And like you said, I come out the other side of it, and it's like, I am so glad I did that really uncomfortable thing. And yeah. So, yeah, I love that. And it just goes back into that discomfort thing. You have to go into the discomfort. And so many people, they don't do that. They start going away from it, which it doesn't go away doing that. It just stays there and festers with you longer. I love how you said, like, let's just get over it. Like, or let's just get through it. Like, let's get it over with, like, right now. Like, let's go. And I think that's a hard thing to, like, realize. And I don't think it's really even a hard thing to realize and understand. It's easy to understand, but it's a hard thing to, like, actually do it. And I think that first time that you really do it, you can solidify it and say, whoa, that was awesome. And then the next time that it happens, you look back to that last time that you did. And it's like, remember what happened when you went into that uncomfortable experience that you were feeling super anxious about? And like, remember how you felt afterwards? And then so you can just kind of like build that momentum on that. And I love just talking about diving into the discomfort.
Just dive in. And I was just thinking, as you were saying that, you know, if we believe, I think everybody listening or watching believes that the brain is a muscle and it's got to be worked to develop, right? And I think that we all believe that when we push our muscles, when we bench press or do pull-ups or whatever, muscles tend to grow under duress. And so I think we would also believe, another truism, let's call it, three true, right? That sitting on the couch every day and being completely comfortable in climate-controlled environment, taking the perfect temperature bath every night, having food on the, like, develops no muscles at all. I think if you believe those three things, then it's obvious that you have to do hard stuff to grow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wish I had a different answer. I wish you could take a pill. I actually don't wish you'd take, but like, you have to do hard stuff to grow. And by the way, I would imagine, you tell me, but your brain probably says, but what have you done for me lately? So just because you did something hard yesterday, it's over. Yesterday's gone. What have you done hard today? Right? You got to do it, unfortunately, every single day.
So I know with the Spartan races, a lot of it is, you know, physical, and, you know, you have to do all these obstacles, obviously you have to run and stuff. And I want to hear more on like the mental health aspect of it. So what are things that you do to like prepare yourself mentally? How do you keep up with your mental health? Cause I, like me and Jeremy, we both believe that, you know, your mental health is connected with your physical health. And if you ain't straight up here, it's hard to be straight the rest of your body. So are there things that you do, maybe like you have like a routine, or what do you do to keep up with your mental health?
Charlie, come here. Say hello to Charlie. Charlie's another boy.
Hi. What's up, Charlie?
Sometimes Charlie thinks he's in the wrong family. But Charlie's done a lot of work. What do you do to keep up with your mental health? I think what Charlie does, you correct me if I'm wrong, Charlie, and the kids do, you could say goodbye if you got to go to practice, is the brain sits inside the body. So just because you're doing something physical doesn't mean you're not working the brain, right? When you eat healthy food, you take care of yourself, you get good sleep, you take those cold showers, you get a sweat on every day, you're doing wonders for the brain. Brain sits inside the body. So, you know, do I meditate? I meditate a few minutes before I go to bed. But look, it's just living a very wholesome life. Get to bed early, wake up early. Get your sweat on, hydrate. Take those cold showers, have connections with other human beings, get negative people out of your life. Simple, it's really simple. By the way, it's harder to not do that. If you go to bed late, if you drink a bunch of alcohol, if you don't hydrate, if you don't sweat, it's hard, life is harder then, not easier.
That's beautiful. I literally had something on my Instagram that said, try one new thing every day. If you commit to trying one new thing every day, by the end of the year, you will have tried 365 new things. The chances of finding something you like, enjoy, and are good at are much higher. More importantly, you will soon develop a personal growth mindset where you see challenges rather than problems and are unafraid to try new things. That was so appropriate.
I keep hitting mute, just so the listeners and the viewers know, I keep hitting mute because I'm eating a salad in between.
Side note, if you're not eating a salad, go ahead and eat a salad now. Thank you. Push pause on the podcast, eat a salad, and let us know how you feel.
You want to feel better? Every meal you have, you should have a big salad with your meal. Like, would I love it if you weren't eating garbage and processed food? Of course. But if you could at least have a big salad with every meal, oh my God, game changer.
Do you put dressing on your salad or you just eat it just salad?
I like oil and vinegar. One of the rules I tell people is don't turn your salad into a pizza.
It's a good rule. It's not really a salad anymore.
Yeah, you see these people at a salad bar that are overweight and they're loading up on like tons of garbage dressing and cheese and all. Like, I hate to tell you, it's not a salad.
So Joe, I want to ask you one more final question. If you had the ability to send a message to everybody in the world, what would it be?
I mean, we discussed it. My message was only one sentence, or could my message be five sentences? How long could my message be?
One.
Here you go.
One sentence. It's going to be a run-on sentence. It would be everything I just said, right? It would be go to bed early, wake up early, drink a bunch of water when you wake up, sweat every day, take a cold shower, do something hard, and stay connected to good people. Boom. Done. So simple. We should chisel that in stone. Matter of fact, I'm going to chisel that. That's going to go to Sparta, Greece. I'm going to mark my words. I'm chiseling that in stone, and it's going to be put at the entrance of the historic site in Sparta, Greece. No bullshit.
Nice. Well, you're definitely going to have to send us a picture when you do that. So, Joe, for people that are listening, wanting to connect with you, or maybe they're wanting to get involved in Spartan, how do they go about doing that?
Is your audience younger or older? What's your audience look like?
They're about around the same age as us, so like upper 20s, lower 30s.
Yeah, they can email me, joe@spartan.com, joe@spartan.com. Keep it to one or two sentences only if you email me, and happy to give you a free entry to a Spartan race, or a Tough Mudder, or any one of our hard challenges we have anywhere in the world, and introduce you to yourself.
Nice. Well, thank you for coming on the podcast, Joe. Like, we really enjoyed having you on here and talking mindset and diving into discomfort, all stuff that we love talking about. So yeah, really appreciate you coming on.
Hey, one last thing, if I can give a selfish plug. I just realized I have a book coming out called 10 Rules of Resilience. 10 Rules of Resilience. If you could, if you're listening or you're watching, if you guys could pre-order on Amazon, it would be awesome for me. We've made the New York Times bestseller twice with two previous books, and I want to make it a third time. So I'd love it. No bullshit. The book is insane. How do I know? One, I wrote it, but two, I had to read it for Audible. And if you ever want to really torture yourself and get out of your comfort zone, try reading your own book with, you know, headphones on and a microphone and in a hot, sweaty room for 3 days straight. But the book is unbelievable.
Awesome. Well, count me in as pre-ordering it. And if you guys enjoyed this podcast, make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Go reach out to Joe. Get uncomfortable. Go do a Spartan race. They're awesome. See you all next week.